7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little meeting, but when them think and thing goes another way. Oh, when them think and thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them think, then tingle the people way. One day them dead and them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people like bombs, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think then thing go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Monday, Memorial Day, May the 26th, 2014, and we are in the mind of remembering the true freedom fighters for freedom, justice, and equality. So the stone was rolled away, and the stone is rooted in this word that has to do with waves, and is also transmitted to dealing with the passions of man and the passions of women, raging passions tossed to and fro by their raging passions. And we are here to deal with such reality. We have promised the Most High that as Christ in human flesh, as Christ in a body, as Christ in Ptah, as the waters of Noon now implanted into the mind of Ptah, we will deal with this situation. This word is also associated with Kuo, which means to swell with young, to bend and curve. So the scientists who taught this science to the European Greeks began even to associate the birthing of a child and the swelling of the belly of a woman, a female, associate that belly, that curve of the belly with the waves of the sea, with the watery waves of Noon, because now we see that the universe is pregnant. When we see the waves, when the Most High spoke into the universe, causing waves of light, waves of sound, those waves mean energy, and those waves equate to pregnancy and coming to birth into existence of reality through the cutting out of the self or from the self of the Almighty. The Almighty cuts from the self of the Almighty to bring us forth from the Almighty. This is such wonderful teaching if we understand. So, the stone was rolled away from the sepulcher, and they entered in. These are the women representing birth, rebirth, and resurrection. The phrase entered in, to go out, come in, men, animals, into a house or a city, even of Satan taking possession of a body of a person. See, this is metaphysics. We study spirit science, energy science, and when a new thought enters the mind, what is in control of that thought? Is it the thought of the Almighty, Yahuwah, which means existing for all? Or is it the thought of Satan, which means the opposer, and that opposer opposes existence? And so, further on these definitions, food that enters the mouth, entering into a condition, state of things, society, employment. So we're analyzing our condition. Why is it that students that go to college can't afford it, drop out? Or if they complete their college education, in debt they are by the millions. Why is it that families can't afford houses and homes and being pushed out into the streets? Why is it that men and women who work for fast food places can't earn a living wage? Why is it that we have all of this warfare and bloodshed and poor working class people hating one another, enmity, animosity, hatred against one another? So we examine the society. We examine our employment situation. The situation would be solved, according to our brother Richard Wolff. I've been looking at Global Economic Update by Richard Wolff, the May 2014 edition. I'll have that in my summary page. But he continues to talk about how if the masses of the people were able to exercise ownership of all of the multiple multinational corporations, then the people would do right by ourselves, and the people would do right by each other, and you wouldn't have a CEO making 200 and 300 times more than the lowest paid man or woman in the company. All of that would be dealt away with. The means of production must be in the hands of the people, and the people must exercise ownership of all of the means of production on this planet Earth. In order for that to happen, we must resurrect our minds and our consciousness. This word, enter in, also has to do with arising, coming into existence, begin to be. So we are arising and we are coming into existence. This is in the Hebrew, this would be Haya, which is the root of the word Yahuwah 3068, which teaches us that there's a cause, there's a power, there's an intelligent, the supreme intelligent being that causes us to come into being. This word also means of men, to come before the public, to come into life, the thoughts that come into the mind. So we're back to Ptah. We're back to thinking. We're back to how we must begin to exercise the full reality of our minds and our thinking as the Almighty personified as Ptah. They found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Now, the word body is not just one body of one individual. The word body can be a church, a group of men closely united into one society, a family, or a social or an ethical or a mystical body. That is intriguing. The word mystical is defined as relating to mystics, mysticism, spiritual mystery, and fascination. This science of the universe is absolutely mystical. And Yahushua told the disciples that it was given to them to understand the mysteries of the universe. And this work that we are about doing is a mystical work, and a work that is awe-inspiring. Some people don't even believe that we as the masses of the people can resurrect and become this one body of people, this one body of society, this one human family. But this mystical reality is the reality that is coming into being. This word body also is defined as that which casts a shadow as distinguished from the shadow itself. So we're back to this science of the waters of Nun, also referred to as Ra, referred to also as Eitan, referred to as Atom, referred to as Christos, and referred to in the usage of the title for the human family as Adam, A-D-A-M. Adam is the shadow of the Almighty. Christ is the shadow of the Almighty. So mankind is Christ, and the whole of the universe is Christ, Christos, and the whole of the universe is the shadow of the Almighty. So the original body is the body of the Almighty, and you and I are the shadow, the image and likeness of the body, which is the Almighty. So that body, which represents the masses of the people, was no longer in the tomb, no longer in the sepulcher, no longer dead. It says the body of the Lord. Now the word Lord is the same word that is used to describe the emperor, Roman emperor, the emperor of Rome, that one who came down through the Roman military to colonize, kill, and destroy the African Hebrew Israelite nation and anyone that would rise up against colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And it is the same today. Look at Minister Malcolm X. Look at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Look at Medgar Evers. Look at Bobby Hutton. Look at those four girls that were bombed to death in Alabama in church in the 60s, 62, 63, in that time period. Look at the three civil rights workers, two Caucasian Jews, one black man. One of the Caucasian Jews' name was Schwerner. And these three, two white, one black, were murdered by they who were doing the bidding of the house of Rothschild. So these that have perpetrated such wickedness by manipulating people, turning poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white on each other. Those members of the Ku Klux Klan in the South in those days were poor, raggedy, working class Caucasian people who were being manipulated, whose passions, whose impulses were raging, run amok, used, abused, and manipulated by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. But we are here, and we are the real lords and masters. We are taking that title from the emperor of Rome, from Caesar. We're taking those titles from the house of Rothschild, and we are rising up and becoming the aton. Now, in the African Hebrew language, sometimes when you see the word Lord, uppercase L, lowercase O-R-D, it comes out to Adon. That's singular. Then there's a plural of that word, Adonai or Adonai. And that is descriptive of the spirit entities in the universe. The S-U-N, sun, and the spirit entity that governs and controls the S-U-N, sun, and the other spirit entities are lower spirit entities in comparison to that spirit entity that encompasses and controls the hydrogen sun. And so Adon is the sun, which is rooted in the etymological root of Africa Kemet, Aton. At one time, the Aton sun disk was used to describe that great power commissioned by the Almighty to govern the universe. And so the lesser angels or lesser spirit entities are Adonai. And you and I are Adonai. And we are taking the mind of Adon. And we are taking those titles and resurrecting ourselves into those titles to become lords and masters of our lives. And so this word taken from the Roman emperor is being used to describe Yahushua, Jesus, so that we may know that the real Lord and Master are the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity, liberation, deliverance, prosperity. And when we do not follow those attributes of the universe taught to us by the S-U-N, sun, hydrogen power, waters of noon, then we suffer vengeance. So the body of the Lord Jesus was not in the sepulcher. That death chamber could not hold Yahushua. That death chamber created by the wicked ruling class and families could no longer hold the principles of health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance and liberation, and the principle of vengeance. If we do not follow those beautiful principles, could not be held by the death sepulcher chamber. So it had to give up Yahushua. And we have to rise up out of this death trap and death system. It says, and it came to pass, as they were perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And I wanted to hit that word shining, I believe. These two men representing angels, representing those lesser spirit entities, representing Adonai in the African Hebrew language, who do the bidding and service of Adon, which is another word for Christos, another word for Ra, another word for Aton, another word for those waters of noon, now activated by the mind of Ptah in the personification of Atum. This word for shining is rooted in words that have to do with stars. But the etymological root is in this word.
Strong's G, 2476, histemi, histemi.
Histemi is the etymological root word for the word shining. It is defined as to make a stand, to place, to set, to bid, stand by, set up, in the presence of others, in the midst, before judges, before members of the Sanhedrin. What are we talking about? We are talking about analyzing how the system works and understanding that the local political leadership on the federal, state, and local level are all controlled by outside forces, controlled by the House of Rothschild, controlled by these wicked ruling class and ruling families. So in order for us to resurrect and shine like the stars represent standing up. The stars, which represent the angelic spirit entities, represent that power within ourselves to stand up against a terrible and unrighteous and sinful system of death, hell, and destruction. All of your presidents, most of them, prime ministers, kings and queens, governors, rulers of the earth, follow the bidding of the House of Rothschild in London. The House of Rothschild are that family is that banking family that controls the worldwide economic system that is causing all of us to suffer. They push the buttons and pull the strings and control the minds and the actions of your leadership, the leadership of your governments, the leadership of your institutions and organizations and corporations are controlled by outside forces. The Federal Reserve Bank is owned not by anyone inside of the United States of North America. The Federal Reserve Bank is owned and controlled by the House of Rothschild, who prints your money and our money and puts debt on that money, causing us all to be in perpetual debt. The solution is make a stand. Take a stand. The solution is uphold the Sabbath. The Sabbath, when you check that word and do your investigation, you will see that it means the wiping out of all debt every 7 years. So this debt is sinful and antithetical to the Most High and the philosophy of living and existing for all. So in order to shine like the sun, see, the stars shine in the absence of the sun, and I believe get more power to shine from the sun. So we want to shine. In order to shine, we must take a stand. The religious community, we have been taught not to analyze the system, not to challenge the judges, not to challenge leadership, but we must take this stand to cause a person or thing to keep his or its place, to make firm, to establish, to stand, to be kept intact of family, a kingdom, to escape in safety. So we, the masses of the people, we are the kingdom of the Most High in human flesh, but we are asleep. We are in an unsafe environment. So we who understand the message must stand and stand against the system so we may keep the family intact, the family of the human family, the body of Christ as one family, kingdom, and queendom of the Most High. This word that is the etymological root of shining is also defined as setting the balance and weighing money. So this teaches us to analyze the economic system and see that it is rigged, and we will create a new system whose economy will not destroy human beings. Stand is also defined as being steadfast of mind. So we are pita, and our minds are strong, and we are taking a stand against the system, and we are standing to solidify and strengthen the human family. Now let me go down to some of the names of the women. some of the names of the sacred and divine women and wombs that represent resurrection. But let me see about this word Galilee, because the women went back to the disciples in Galilee, to tell them of what they had seen and what they had heard. And the word Galilee is rooted in the African Hebrew language. Let me see now. Yeah, here is the Hebrew rendering.
Strong's H, 1551. Galilee
is defined in the African Hebrew language as circuit and district. Now let me see if I can hit this word circuit right quick. The word circuit is defined as a circular line, movement that starts and finishes at the same, to turn round in a circle. Well, sisters and brothers, when you check out the elliptical movement of the sun and the earth, and view the sun from the earth, and see the sun moving in a circle, moving in a circuit. See, this science is right there in the definitions of the words, and it takes listening to everyone. I've listened to so many disparate people, meaning diverging people, different people of all manner of fields, to try to put together some understanding of the scripture that we read. The word Galilee, Galil, in the African Hebrew language is circuit, circle, district. The sun moving through the 12 signs of the zodiac is making an elliptic, making a circle, making a circuit, starting and finishing the same. Now, in the summer solstice, you have the heliacal rising of the sun. By tracking the star Sirius, above the horizon, and then you track the star Sirius until it comes above the horizon again. Every month, every so often, it takes a great amount of time, then that Sirius star is back at the original position every year, visible above the horizon, then it disappears below the horizon, and then winter, summer solstice again, that star is in the same spot that it began a year ago, which is the heliacal rising of the sun, that the Sirius star and other stars and the sun come back to the same position that they began a year ago. So the circuit, the movement of sun, moon, stars, and planets, and the coming again to the same spot that was originated. That is the circuit. That is the circuit of Atum, the circuit of Atum, the circuit of Ra, the circuit of the sun. This is also defined as folding and a ring and rolling. And so we see the sun moving in a ring and in a circle to tell us that we began as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We have moved from that position. And so now it is time to come back to where we started. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.